360 Big Perm H2O Show.
Yes, 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 and we're back. My man with the consciousness, elevating the mind, man. It's all about elevation. You know, I'm giving that splash of freshness. And we're talking with Anthony Drago. We're talking about his book, Go Prove Something, and also his seminars. And basically, this book goes beyond basketball. So I just want to talk about, you mentioned a couple of things, but talk about how these skills translate beyond basketball.
Well, my favorite story that I love is about a young man by the name of Julian Bendicke. Now, this, you know, encapsulates everything that I'm about and everything that I'm trying to instill and trying to give these kids as we move forward. Julian came to America from Africa. I believe it was probably like 10 years ago when I just started training and working with athletes. Now, Julian was a 6'6" kid, could jump out of the gym, had great skills. His goal coming to America was to go into the NBA. That was his goal. He wanted to play in the NBA. So I worked with him, and you know, when I was working with Jerry Mosley, and he got really good. His jump shot was great. He was could dunk on everybody. He was just, and the best part was he was humble. He was humble and hungry. That's my two favorite words when we talk about athletes or anyone in general. Be humble and hungry. You know, never get full of yourself and always get a hunger for more. So Julian did great. So he went down to Florida, and I forget the name of the college he played. I think it might have been Globe or something. That he played in college a little bit, but didn't excel, didn't get to the next level. So, you know, any other kid or any other player could have been like, you know what, I'm done. I gave it my shot. I'm going back home. Julian stayed here, and he busted his butt, you know, got his degree, and now he's a microbiologist in Florida.
Nice.
And the best part is that every day he calls me Yoda from Star Wars. he's like, Yoda, he goes, you have no idea what you've done for me. He goes, I don't know. I took everything that you taught me on the court, applied it to my life off the court. He goes, I am who I am today because of you. And to me, I could have 10 guys go to the NBA and make Hall of Fame, but that story hits me more in the heart than anything because he took what I taught him on the court and applied it to his life off the court. Now, when I trained, when I was working with Jerry back in the day, you know, there were times where we'd be working and I'd have like, you know, 20 minutes to work with kids. Or 30 minutes to work with the kids. And, you know, there are times where we've stopped training. This is where I kind of grasped the concept of, like, this is what I was, you know, meant to do. We would stop training the physical aspect, and we'd sit there and talk for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half the training time that we had, about the mind, about how it works and how it translates off the court. You know, so that's what Julian taking what he learned on the court and applying it off the court. To me, that's the best. That's the best example I can give of how and what I'm about and why I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do.
I mean, that's beautiful, man. Because that inspires you to keep on going on. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Having someone like him do that, and not even that, and just to say that, and to know that he means it from the bottom of his heart. It's not just, you know, not just words. He really truly feels that way. And you know, there were times when you know, I would pick him up, you know, he had no money, he had no way to get to practices, and there were times it took me, you know, an hour, you know, out of my way to go pick him up, take him to the training, drive him back. You know he didn't have any money for gas. You know, I'm like, I got it, don't worry about it. And it wasn't because I was trying to get anything out of him, because maybe he'll go to the NBA, he'll take care of me. No, it was just because he was a good kid, he was humble, hungry, and he had a passion for what he was doing. And he tells his thing. He goes. I don't know how I would have done it without you. He goes, I'll never be able to repay you. He goes, but you know, I repay you by trying to be the best person I can be and giving it back, you know, to the people in my life. So that to me, like I said, man, is amazing.
The fact you're giving people the opportunity to maximize their potential is a great thing, a really great thing.
Thank you.
And now, is your seminars? Is there a certain age range? What is the age range for your seminars so people can go?
Well, the biggest thing I think is that, you know, I've worked with kids as young as 5 years old and all the way up to guys, like I said, that are playing overseas. But I think that once they reach that third grade, that 10 and 11 years old, I think that's when they really start to understand, you know, the concept of, you know, your mind and how the decisions impact what you're doing. You know, and competition and stuff like that. So I think, you know, what we're focused on now is from third grade and up. But mostly we're working on, like, third grade to high school, up, you know, up from third grade up to the, you know, high school level. Like, that's pretty much the focus of it now.
Collective progression, that's what it's about. Reach one, teach one, and just keep building up, because if you build up all the youth, we're going to have a great society later on. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, besides basketball, because that's a great thing, the fact that you could take a sport people love and transfer those same skills to life.
Exactly. I mean, I even say at the end of the book, I say, you know, even though, you know, this book has a huge component, a huge, you know, underlying tone of basketball, you'll understand by the end of the book that it has nothing to do with basketball. You know, there's, you know, some skills in there, you know, that you know, the whole concept of the book is I've used the backdrop of building a house, right? I mean, everyone, you know, no matter how old you are, you understand, you know, in general terms, what it is to build a house. You have to put the foundation down. You have to frame it. You have to put in all the systems. You have to enclose everything, put all the, you know, the walls up. You know, you have to put the roof and siding on. You have to you design your interior, and you have to design your exterior. That's it. It's that simple. And that's what I do in the book. I go through each step of building a house and show how you build the foundation of your mind, your body, your skills. You know, how you frame your mind, your body, your skills. So that following that simple procedure and that simple process, it's simple to just show them, you know, what it's about, you know, from starting from the ground up.
I mean, that's what it is. You know who's getting tested with their foundation? The Golden State Warriors. We're going to see what happens. You know what I mean? Cause
yes, we are.
Mental toughness is going to be very big, what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that they, you know, they're a great team and stuff. And one thing that really kind of bugged me a couple of years ago was when Mark Jackson, you know, when they fired Mark Jackson. And he didn't get enough credit for who they are as a team today. You know, Steph Curry wasn't Steph Curry until Mark Jackson took over. You know, and people want to discount and say, oh, this and that. And, you know, Mark, you know, he wouldn't, you know, he clashed with the owners and this and that. But you know what? I can understand that, but yeah, you need someone with a conviction for success, not just about it on the court, but off the court. They became the team they were and who they are because of Jackson. The team was irrelevant, you know. And then Jackson took over, and when Jackson took over, I told all my friends and everyone who listened, in 3 years, Steph Curry will be one of the best point guards in the NBA, and I was right, you know. And he doesn't get enough credit for building that foundation, like we just spoke about, of the Golden State Warriors. You know what I mean? But I think Kerr's a great coach, and I've listened to him speak, and he's fantastic, but I don't think Jackson gets enough credit. And I think that, you know, if they win tonight, I think that they'll win. I mean, obviously, if they win tonight, they, you know, they'll have a shot to win here. But I think that if they win tonight, that the conference will be bad, because they've been shellacked. They've fallen off from what they were doing, you know?
No, 100%, man, 100%. And a matter of fact, it shows you, because of Steph Curry, he didn't come in like this. He actually had to work hard to get where he is. And that, it kind of relates definitely to what your book is. We're speaking with Anthony Drago. Go Prove Something, the author of Basketball's Guide to Legally Using PEDs. Now, where can they pick up the book? Give us some information where they can pick up the book and just check you out for your seminars as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, the book is available on Amazon in paperback and ebook format. Just search Go Prove Something in Amazon, and it pops right up. You'll see it. And as far as website, the website is Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-M, as in Matthew, Drago, Drago.com. There's a bunch of things on there. There's actually probably, I think, 10 or 12 conference calls that I've done from years ago that are on there that people can get an idea also. And you'll see, you know, if they listen to some of the conference calls, some of the same topics that I used in the conference calls are in the book, so they'll get an idea of, you know, how the mindset has always been the same, I guess you could say. And, yeah, on Facebook, you can check me out, Anthony M. Drago. Twitter is, you know, at Anthony M. Drago. And also I have another Twitter, it's GPS Lifestyle. That's actually the name of my company, GPS Lifestyle. And LinkedIn is the same thing, Anthony M. Drago. So, you know, feel free to reach out. And, you know, I have no problems answering any questions. And anyone wants to, you know, set up trainings or just talk and throw ideas around, I'm open to anything. I'm, like I said, I'm just trying to change this world one kid at a time. And, you know, if I could do it two and three kids at a time, then that's even better.
Man, you're doing great work. Just give him the website one more time.
The website is Anthony M. Drago. So A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-M, as in Matthew, Drago.com.
Yo, thank you for your time, man. And I wish you all success in what you're doing. And what you're doing is incredible work, because the work you have to put in is a lot. Like, people don't really give credit to the teachers of people, and the work they put in is tremendous, and I appreciate that.
No, I absolutely appreciate it. And you know, like I said, man, I'm just trying to get this message to as many people as possible. And just one other thing I wanted to mention also is I'm in the process, hopefully, we're planning a clinic to help us. I'm sure you heard of St. Anthony's High School with Coach Bob Hurley Sr.
Yeah.
Well, one of the assistant coaches that I'm friendly with, we're planning to do a clinic probably, I think it's going to be June 18th of coming up. And it's going to be to try to help St. Anthony's financially to, you know, because every year it's a tragedy that the school is always under the fire of being closed down because of financial, you know, reasons, which is ridiculous. So we're going to be doing a clinic. I think we're going to be capping it off at 100 kids, and we're going to be giving 60 to 70% of the proceeds are going to be going to St. Anthony's to help them out financially. So anyone has any questions about that or wants to help out with that, you know, we're more than welcome. You guys are welcome to come out to the clinic and broadcast from there and, you know, help out whatever you want. We're just looking for people who are good at just trying to make a change in the world, man.
I mean, that's great work, man. We'll see if we can make that happen. Let's let everyone know about the show because, you know, like you're doing great work. We're trying to do the same great work over here as well.
Absolutely. I love what you guys are doing, man. And giving people, you know, a spotlight to be able to shine is fantastic. But the best part about it is you guys are doing it and trying to make a positive impact in the world, which is amazing. You know, it's the same thing with any industry. And, you know, you have to find what your gift is and what your specialness is. And you guys have found it with what you're doing. And the best part is you're making a positive impact from your aspect. So if we can get everyone in every industry doing something positive to try to be positive, imagine everyone in every industry trying to do things positive. You have financial, you know, advisors focusing on the mindset and positiveness. You know, you have politics, you know, focusing on positiveness. You know what I mean? The teachers, the police officers, the fire, everybody focusing on happiness and positive. It would be an amazing world. But in the same breath, we have to, you know, be real about it. It's not going to be like that. So we have to do the best we can to influence as many people as we can.
Yeah, man. That's why like minds come together and build strong numbers, man. Because everything's power in numbers. So the more people doing what we do and what you do, the better the world is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Check us out at the H2O Show.com. Well, on every Sunday also on Wu War Radio, Wu-Tang Forever, shing, 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 36 Chambers, baby. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you so much. I have a great time and have a wonderful evening. Keep inspiring, man.
Thank you. Do the same, brother. We'll keep in touch.
We'll do.
Yes, yes. That's Anthony Drago with Go Prove Something, a basketball's guide to using legally P&Ds. So Go Prove Something. Pick up that book. Because it's powerful information right there. It's not only about basketball. It's about translating those skills into life. Because at the end of the day, you can always translate all skills. Because it's universal, man. What applies to one thing, if it's righteous and true, it applies to everything. You know what I mean? It's all about performing, enhancing decisions. All right? We'll be back next week. Peace.